Hello.
Hi there.
Hi. Welcome to episode 34 of Come Get Your Podcast. And I'm your host, Adam.
I am your host, Dustin.
And I am also Dustin.
How are we doing, Dustin?
What? I'm doing good. I'm curious about this other Dustin.
Just kidding. It's Chris. I got you guys. Got him.
Oh, boom. Son of a gun.
I was going to say, you sound just like Chris.
He's a Skrull from Secret War.
Uh-oh.
Which we'll get into that later. Man. Is today fall, by the way? Is that official?
I thought yesterday was fall.
I don't know. I don't know, but I fucking love it because I was getting real tired of that heat and humidity. It's like this,
and
man,
mosquitoes.
This is the end of September. Like, I'm done with this shit. Like, I just want to wear hoodies all the time at this point. Okay, let's
fall
just do
date.
It.
Yeah, today's the first day of fall.
Fuck yes.
Happy fall equinox.
It's about fall time. Things.
When you're going to be hearing this at home, it'll be well after the fall equinox. The autumnal equinox, as almanac.com is calling it.
I think I saw a gif of somebody in Canada. I'm assuming it's Canada, at least. And it was titled, Last Day of Summer, and it was just snowing in his face.
I saw that, too.
I have not seen that. I'll have to look that up. That's hilarious and unfortunate. Well, that's what happens when you live in the Great White North.
Yeah, hoser.
Oh, love you, Canada. Oh, I'm glad we could all come together on this fall day to take a break from Spider-Man and Destiny 2 in your guys' case. God. And Fortnite in my case to
I would just like to report, since the last time we recorded, I have in fact beaten Spider-Man. I know it's
listeners,
weird.
I'm just as surprised as you are. When he told me, I was like, are you sure?
Yeah, I beat it like almost a week ago at this point.
You have
it's
beaten
been a minute.
It before I have.
Yeah. Yeah.
I am most of the way through the game.
I didn't 100% the game. But I did beat the campaign, but I can still go back in there and do other things, which I plan on doing.
According to the game, I'm 70-ish, 75-ish percent of the way through, but that's including a lot of side stuff, so yeah. I don't know exactly how far into the game I am, but I'm nearing the end.
Huh? But note, listeners, we're going to go more in depth with Spider-Man. No spoilers, though.
Yes. Keep it spoiler-free, just our hot takes. And there's some minor gripes, nothing major, thankfully, but we can get into that.
The selfie mode isn't expanded enough.
I would like to see more things you can do with that selfie mode. Mm-hmm. There's a moment where, I won't get into it, but you definitely don't want to have your phone out taking a selfie.
I think me and you did the same thing.
And yeah, I put it in our gaming chat. But the photo editor mode along with the selfie modes, you can make some for some hilarious moments. So,
yeah, that was good. That was real good.
It's a great game. How's Destiny 2 been for you guys?
It's been a lot of fun,
dude.
Still going strong. Feel good.
Yeah, that grind is there. It's back.
That grind is real.
The right kind of grind.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's like we're gonna get you through this expansion story just as quickly as you did in The Taken King. You know, it's nothing crazy, but it's a fun little story. And then if you want to do anything of substance, you have to work at it before you they don't just hand it to you.
I played quite a bit last weekend. I mean, I think me, Jeff, and Dustin played a decent amount last weekend, but I definitely played more. And I only went from like 507 to 525.
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
Also, like, how long has Forsaken been out at this point?
2 weeks, 3 weeks almost.
I think it's 3 weeks, right? Because it was a week before Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or was it the Tuesday before?
I think it's 3 weeks this Tuesday.
Okay. Yeah, we still can't do the Nightfall.
No. Can't.
It's too difficult. Which is ridiculous.
All the changes they implemented for Forsaken dropping did a lot of that transfer to like vanilla content.
Like Forsaken stuff dropping in vanilla?
As far as like the grind and weapons and all those changes. I mean, like, obviously you can't get Forsaken weapons in just vanilla, but I mean like the...
I believe... They brought back
the stat system for weapons and all that.
Yeah, across the board. Yeah.
So, yeah. So, it's if you want to, you know, keep certain weapons.
Well, the man, half the team behind our fine sponsor got into Destiny 2 and has no idea what's going on. But he and his son love the game. And so, all these good changes I've been hearing, I've been thinking about reinstalling it.
Boy!
Maybe helping him through it.
Oh!
I just want to say, if you do that,
my heart's happy.
If you do that, I believe we officially have a raid group.
I mean, if we can get them up. And I'm going to state here that we're going to need to check just in case to edit this part out. But Josh got into it and had three characters. Wasn't super far along, but was decently far along. And then his son also started getting Destiny 2, and he came home one day to find out his son had deleted his characters. His own characters. And wasn't upset.
Hey, Josh.
Completely, but as a punishment, he not only locked his son out of the PS4 by putting a password on it, he also deleted all his son's characters.
Oh my god.
and like as like, all right, now we have an understanding together.
This is
we don't do that.
That's the level of parenting I aspire to.
So let's double check before we put that in for sure. But I lost my mind. He told me that at Fall Out Boy, and I lost my mind. That was so funny to me.
Well, if it makes him feel better, if you buy the Forsaken, you get a level 30 boost to get you past all that stuff. So
he's been telling me he's been very much enjoying what he's been playing through so far. And I told him, like, apparently it gets even better with this new expansion and everything like that. So, I don't know. I might help him through.
And I will say the Forsaken story is fun. It's
good.
It's fun. The missions you go on are fun. The after the campaign stuff that they want you to do, the secrets that we're finding, it's a lot of fun.
Scratching an itch that should have been the whole time.
Like I don't want to give anything away, because if you get to this point, but like at times if we're playing together, because Chris and I have played together and this has happened, Chris has been able to see things that I cannot.
Oh yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
That's like what is it called? Insight in Bloodborne? You get these things called Madman's Knowledge.
Okay.
If your level gets high enough, you see shit that you didn't see before.
Yeah, okay. See? Yeah.
I'm not saying they ripped it off, but I mean, like, that's the first thing that popped in my head.
This you have to, I don't know, you have to do specific things to be able to see secrets, but yeah, like, Chris will be like, do you see, a body sitting here? And I was like, no. It's just like, okay, well, never mind that.
For real, like, I picked something up from the body, and he couldn't, and I was like, it was just there. I don't know what to tell you.
I dig that.
Yeah, so it's it's cool. The adventure and the grind is there. Like you just like they don't tell you anything. You're just fucking playing it and figuring it out.
I'm probably gonna reinstall it at the very least and run through it some more. While you guys have been Destiny 2-ing, I've been Fortniting, and I got to I maxed out the season pass, so I accomplished that.
What level did you get to?
Well, I got to level 100 in. Oh, yeah. In the season pass, which unlocks like the rare, quote unquote rare skin. However, there are tiered levels of that skin that make it you look more and more badass, and you need to just unlock it by earning XP. But I got to level 69 in the actual game, And I don't think I want to max out that last tier skin.
Rightfully so.
I mean, that's, yeah, you gotta stop there, right? You have to.
Which normally would mean I never have access to that last tier of badassery. However, I read yesterday that if you've even if you've just unlocked it after the season's over, which the new season of Fortnite starts next Thursday, so when this the day this comes out, it's in a couple days, you can still earn that last tier as long as you've unlocked it, which is cool.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
So which means I can stay level 69 in Fortnite and do it again next season.
Yeah, you will.
It's the most important part.
So there's that, which is pretty cool. And also, this past week, Nintendo launched their online service, for better or worse, depending on how you feel about it. And that means everything up until now, if it had a multiplayer element, you could just do it. Now, if it has a multiplayer element, you need to pay the subscription fee, which is $3 a month.
Oh, okay.
Or $20 for an entire year.
I read somewhere, I got a buddy that lives in Toronto, and he was saying that as long as you live in the same country, you can share a family account with Nintendo Online.
You can. I think that a family account's like $40 or $60, $40 to $60, somewhere in there, American dollars. So I was thinking about looking into that also, but I mean, I can probably, if I really need to play stuff online, I can probably spend $20 for a year for myself.
Yeah. It's not, yeah.
But if it's cheaper, like between currently it is myself, Dustin and Carlos, who I know who have Switches. And if it's cheaper to just do a family plan, and especially if Chris, whenever you end up getting a Switch, you can hop on that too. Like it might drive the price down.
Yo, with all the games coming out on these systems, I don't know if that's in the cards this year anymore.
I hear you.
I was talking to somebody, and he was like, I just wish, you know, like Spider-Man and stuff, you know, I wish that you don't come out on Switch. I'm like, that's not the Switch 4.
That's pushed that console to...
I'm like, what are you doing? Lines. Like, he's like a Nintendo fanboy, and I had to, like, explain to him, like, that it's not... No. I'm like, no, man. It's... Well, I could play I'm like, now you're just reaching.
I mean, you deep. Got Skyrim, you got Doom, you got Diablo 3 coming out for the Switch.
Yeah, but that's not. I'm sure that's graphically lowered, though.
Yes, they all are.
I mean, yeah. Spider-Man on the go, though, that would be.
It'd be cool.
A pretty I'm not fucking fun time.
I'm not cool. Disagreeing with you at all about that, but he's like, it came up with, oh man, I wish like Sony and Microsoft got on the cartridge game. And I'm like, what?
Huh?
Do you understand that these are a big, big installations? And yeah.
I mean, I don't know, but I don't. I wish they'd get on the GameCube mini disc game.
yeah.
I don't know. Spider-Man the Go would be cool. Their hardware could not handle that game, even on its lowest settings.
No.
There's too much.
Yep.
What I was originally getting to is, so this, the new Nintendo Online stuff came out last week, so now you got to pay money if you want to play Mario Kart Online, or Mario Party's coming out in a couple weeks. However, Fortnite said that it will remain, since it's a free-to-play game, they are not a part of that online subscription fee. So if you have a Switch and you have Fortnite on it, you can play it still for free.
Really?
Noise. Which is
pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
Is the Pro Controller still dominating?
It's dominating. And, man, this, like, because the season's winding down, all the shit's starting to happen. That cube we talked about a few episodes ago has been roaming around the map and just recently landed in the center of the map, or rolled into the center of the map where there's a giant lake, which was a pain to cross. And now the entire lake is one giant bounce pad.
That's okay.
I don't know, man.
You got to give it to them for their creativity.
If nothing else.
That just sounds like a great, like, yeah, fuck it. You know, this lake that was a pain in the ass. Yeah, now it's just like a trampoline. So like just
to, yeah,
it, like, enjoy
the water,
it.
come up to your waist. You couldn't run on it. You'd have to hop like across it or build across it, which takes up a lot of your materials, and there's no cover. So unless you can build cover, like, you're pretty screwed. But now it's just one big bounce pad, which, if anything, is fun. makes for interesting moments.
Well, speaking of Fortnite, you also dabbled in some Blackout, right?
A little bit. Played it for a few days. There was a private beta last weekend. It's solid. Obviously, Call of Duty has had a solid network/engine for years now, and they built a very good battle royale mode on that engine. And I think PUBG could get there one day. And I don't know, like, it was very fun. I managed to snag a code from a live stream I was watching. The only way you could get it otherwise was if you pre-ordered Black Ops 4. But I'm not saying it's worth a purchase alone just because a new battle royale is coming out, but I think it's going to push people to do better, like PUBG Corp. So ultimately, I think it's a very good thing. Okay. If you like Call of Duty movement, minus the jetpacks, because this time around it's boots on the ground, it moves very fluidly and is very akin to how you move around in PUBG. The map has been touted as, you know, it's the largest Call of Duty map ever, which it technically is. But they integrated all their big popular maps throughout the past few games into this one giant map, and they did it very flawlessly and seamlessly. And
really?
Yeah, man. Nuketown is there on the map. It's its own island.
Oh, man. And
it's just dilapidated buildings everywhere. Like, it's after the nuke goes off, you know, like it did at the end of every round that you played on Nuketown. It's awesome. The original asylum from zombies is on the map. And
really? So that's kind of cool that they're incorporating, like, previous Call of Duty staples.
They could do, like, the potential here.
Rust. Is
put that crazy big. Because not only do they put the asylum map in this Battle Royale map, zombies will spawn there and chase you around. And they'll spawn at other places because the mystery box from zombies spawns at random points on the map. And you can get the symbol monkey from zombies and throw that at people to hoard zombies towards them. And so, they don't go down easy.
Is it very much like a battle royale, as in, like, everybody's in a plane and then you jump out?
So that you spawn in Chinook helicopters.
Okay.
And you fly in, and then instead of a parachute, you're in a wingsuit. It's the same. I mean, you're parachuting out of something. It's sure. The same thing, but, like, it's a, I don't know. It's a cool aesthetic. And you can go, like, so there's Nuketown, there's the Asylum, there's Array from Black Ops 1, there's the Estate map from Black Ops 2. Remember that map? That's there. All these bits and pieces from other older Call of Duty Black Ops Call of Duties are all on there, and then, like, they integrate zombies, and you can get zombie weapons, like you can get the ray gun in this mode. Right before the beta ended, like a couple days before, they introduced a boss zombie. It's bigger and it's red and it has way more health. I don't know.
This is interesting.
The other cool thing was the beta started with 80 players on the map, which is pretty good for console, especially something that's a little more involved than, say, Fortnite. And then they raised it to 88, and then by the time the beta was done, they had 100 people on there.
No issues? It was just
stress
it was
running. They were just trying to stress test the servers. Everything seemed fine. Internally, they went up to 120 people.
Oh, God.
And I really think this map could handle 120 people easy, and that would keep mid-game less boring. But I never had any... the game crashed a couple times, but, it's a beta.
You sure, kind of
expect that. never really had any huge network issues. And I don't know, man. It's just solid. The only thing that bothered me was the looting system. But on console, like, you're kind of limited anyway. However, on the PC build of it, it was also similar to how it was on console. So I think if they can improve that, they should. There was, like, there's no area of, I don't know what the right term is. I don't know. Like, you know, in PUBG, you hit tab and everything in a certain radius around you.
Inventory management.
Yeah, that's not there necessarily. Like, you don't have area of, like, around you looting. It's, you have to open a bag and kind of cycle through stuff. And then there's also no, there was no stats for the weapons, like, easily available. So I think if they can implement that in there, that would also be very beneficial. And I don't know, like, it's, for me, it's, it might be worth the purchase, because between zombies and Blackout alone, like, there's a lot of stuff there, and I like the regular multiplayer of Black Ops anyway, but we'll see what happens. But as far as a beta goes, it left me with a great taste in my mouth. So,
well, I mean, I guess would you rather play this on the console or on PC though?
I think I want to play it on console.
On console? Is it just because of that Call of Duty? Yeah, like that feel. Like over, I don't know how many, over a decade of us playing this. So it's like,
I think that is a large part of it. It would probably run better and be a lot smoother on PC.
Sure.
But what game wouldn't?
Exactly. Depend, like, given what we have compared to our PS4s. Yeah.
So it'd probably feel a lot better on PC. And, I don't know. Call of Duty is a console game to me. And if I do end up getting it, a lot of our friends will be playing it on console anyway. So, and PUBG is, you know, my PC battle royale.
Yeah, sure.
Which they've also been doing a lot of crazy shit lately. And I'm pretty sure it's, a lot of it is having to do with the unintended success of Blackout. So hopefully it pushes them to do even better. They've been holding strong to their Fix PUBG campaign. There's been more quality of life updates that just came out on the test servers, and they're introducing radial wheels. You know how you can emote in PUBG with that little radial wheel thing?
Yeah.
And the test servers, they just implemented it, so you can quick choose health and health and boosters, and then ammo and, like, some other, like, grenades. You can have a radial wheel for that now too, which makes sense. So you can
pick up multiple.
Well, instead of having to, like, open your inventory, right click, you can now just open, like, hit, like, hold a button, and it should bring up a radial wheel, and you can still be moving and all that, and you can just select it.
Because I did that with, like, bandages and stuff. Like, I would use the 7-0, but, like, with the boosters, it's like, I think you'd always use painkillers first.
Yeah, and use whatever's on top. So, their new map got leaked a couple weeks ago.
Oh, the winter one?
The snow map, yep. And there's also apparently going to be a night mode coming out eventually. Ooh,
I'm into that one.
And
does that mean people, you're going to be able to find, like, night vision goggles and shit?
I have no idea.
First of all, Holosight has a toggle for night vision.
It already does.
Does it really?
Yeah, it's on the side of it.
What?
You can't use it or anything.
There's no actual night vision, but
I've, like, just never
on the Holosight. There's an NV. They're Test Island dropped. So that's there. It's like 20 people. You can run around. You can't die. So, like, that you can test out all the different weapons they have now, like, are all on the map. And if somebody takes it, it'll respawn in a few seconds. So you can try everything out. They're making steps, but hopefully because of Blackout now, it'll give them that extra push to really do better.
That's the hope.
Yeah, competition is very good for this situation, because Fortnite and PUBG were so on different ends of the spectrum that, not that they got complacent. But PUBG for a while was very complacent until, I don't know, a month or two ago. Good things on the horizon.
And Fortnite and PUBG are different enough that, you know, it's like they're battle royale games, but I always thought they were like different.
Yeah,
you know, but Blackout, from when I saw people playing it, I'm like, that looks like PUBG.
This is the one that might cut into some stuff for PUBG, but we'll see what happens. I mean, there's plenty of room for more than, I mean,
yeah, I might have to
battle royales if they're quality stuff. So we'll see what happens. And I mean, in Battlefield's battle royales coming out, I think in December, or maybe the beta for it is coming out in December. I don't know. It's releasing a month after the actual game comes out, which is November.
I feel like they might be the ones that can do it justice because their maps have always been very big, and they're just so fluid, I guess, in the way that they're like the way you interact with the environment. Even,
yeah, and you know, and now in this new one they have it so you can build, fortify stuff, not like entire buildings, but you can throw up wall, like fortification walls or med stations or ammo stations. So we'll see.
Yeah, that might be the in between for, like, you know, Fortnite, PUBG, if you want something that's uber realistic but then you still get to kind of build.
And we'll really see what they do, because it's not DICE proper who's making the Battlefield 5 Battle Royale's coming out roughly a month after the vanilla game drops. It's called Firestorm because instead of having electrified field or gas closing on you, it's literally a wall of fire, which is pretty badass.
That's actually pretty cool.
And it's being made by Criterion Games. Huh. So,
I think I'm okay with that.
They actually helped DICE with Battlefront 2. Remember there was like a side VR, like X-Wing VR thing that came out for PlayStation? Like they developed that, and apparently that was very well received. So,
They made like Black. I don't know if you remember that on Xbox. Need for Speed Most Wanted.
Yep.
Burnout Paradise, Burnout Games in general.
So. Burnout Paradise is one of my favorite original Xbox or Xbox 360 games. So, you know, it's not, I mean, it's a different studio, but they're a proven studio, and they've worked with DICE before on the Star Wars Battlefront stuff. So, I mean, not saying that's not a bad thing necessarily, but we'll see what they do. I'm less excited about that one because it looks like it's relying on squad, like heavily on squad.
Sure. Yeah.
Gameplay. And apparently it's also limited to 64 players, which I don't know. That could be good, could be bad. So I'm just less hyped about that one. I was also not hyped about Blackout, and then I got my hands on it and turns out it's pretty good.
I need to watch some gameplay of Blackout. I've been kind of avoiding it just because I wanted to see what everybody's reactions were before I really tried to get into it. But
it's all out there, man.
Yeah, I mean, if you're saying it's decent, I kind of want to check this out.
I just wish, like, if they did a standalone version of it, you know. Cause
here's the thing, they might eventually. It's not going to happen right away, but they might eventually. And everything I've been reading about it is they have, like, long-term plans for that mode specifically, so we'll see.
I mean, because that's the thing, is that that is an ever popular genre that I feel like people would play more and more, you know?
It's the new hotness still, technically.
And I think of what Adam was alluding to a little earlier, like with Call of Duty, that stuff's been so optimized, so like just so much over the last 10, 12 years, however long Call of Duty has been coming out. So, like, yeah, I mean, they've got their game mechanics down.
The other nice thing is there are, at least in the beta, there were three vehicles. You could have an ATV, a large, like, Ural truck, and then a helicopter. And we were initially worried about balance, or a lot of people were initially worried about balance.
Yeah, with the helicopter?
Mm-hmm. Can't There are no guns on any of those vehicles. So it's literally just transport. And if you have a helicopter, obviously you can just zip around the map to drop points or whatever.
Can you then jump back out of it and have your wingsuit again?
Yep.
Ooh. All right.
And
all right, I'm all right with that.
If you're playing duos or squads, you can obviously your friends can be on the back or in whatever, and they can shoot, but it's with the guns that are on the map only.
So like PUBG, like when we're all in a car, you know, more the driver's less. Driving, everybody else can shoot out the yeah. Okay.
It's even more like a Michael Bay movie now.
Dude. Yeah.
And, I mean, I was already excited about just the zombie mode from this game, so
it's just kind of get it in this game, and it sounds like they have even more stuff in order. Like, so the other thing that separates it from Fortnite or PUBG is Call of Duty has a perk system for multiplayer. You know, you can run faster, mantle faster, reload faster, pick up spare ammo, whatever. You can find all kinds of perks, quote unquote, scattered throughout the map loot. And so you can, I don't know, essentially on the floor, you can find the marathon perk. It's a consumable.
So you just keep running? Yeah.
It's a consumable item. You can sprint infinitely in the game already, but like you're a little bit faster. There's dead silence, which sounds exactly like what you think it is. And I don't know what else. There's awareness, so you can hear other people's footsteps real easy. I don't know, and the engineer perk, you can see traps or vehicles moving around, and they're on timers essentially. So you get them for a minute or two, I think.
Okay, so, that's not bad.
It's pretty balanced. It's not like
somebody's just collecting all these perks and then
right
they sit on them.
Superman.
Basically. Yeah, exactly.
Dead silence was a little overpowered. I think they should tweak it so you can hear footsteps just a little bit better, because you are literally silent. And I don't know, that's just a me thing. The other only thing I had a gripe with was armor. It is a little OP, especially if you get tier 3 armor. Like, you're a fucking tank and you're hard to bring down. But man, like, for console and PC, like looting, like you have a gun, you find an attachment on the ground, you can just hold a button and it automatically attaches it, you know, to go into your inventory and do it that way. You can, but you know, so it's, I don't know, it felt real good. I watched some video on it. You can make up your own mind if that's a makes you lean further nearer towards purchasing it. I mean, it's not a great segue, but we're talking about huge fucking Michael Bay moments.
Yeah, I mean, it tracks.
And just epicness. And then we recently got the Captain Marvel trailer.
It was a good teaser.
I was already very excited for the movie, but man, that seeing that, just, I want to know more.
I feel like it's definitely going to throw us into the storyline of Phase 4, in the MCU, because, you know, Phases 1 through 3 have been leading up to the Infinity War, you know? So, this is going to be before Avengers,
it's going to bridge Avengers 4 to whatever they decide to do next.
And then after Avengers, it's going to be Spider-Man. So is like Spider-Man the first movie of Phase 4? Or is that going to be like...
I actually think it is. But okay. I don't know what time period Spider-Man 2 takes place in. I think it's supposed to be after Infinity War or during Infinity War.
Yeah, I think like the synopsis of it was like after the events of New York, Spider-Man and his classmates take a trip to Europe. Something
to that effect. Because they've been filming Prague or something. So I don't know. We'll see. But man, Brie Larson, just like whoever casted her, kudos. Because she, perfect choice, seemingly, for
Captain Marvel. I think we were talking about this a little bit last night. It just feels like with these Marvel movies that they've had a very long, just successful track record of casting the almost what seems like the perfect person for each role.
Yeah, for real.
Like, it's just, it's crazy how on the, like, just hit the nail on the head with almost all of these.
Well, in the first one, so Iron Man, like, that was, yeah. I remember that being a risky choice.
Yeah,
it was at the time. And look where we are now.
Yeah.
It's like one of the most iconic characters in that entire franchise.
So, and he's totally going to die.
So we were speculating about that last night, too. And once again, I think Captain America's going to die. I've been saying that for three movies now, I think.
I think Adam and I are in agreement with this. I think Captain America's going to die. And then Winter Soldier is going to become the new Captain America. And I don't think that Tony Stark's going to die, but I think he's going to become like the new Nick Fury. He's just going to show up at the end of movies randomly and talk to people, and that's it. Like, he's, because I think he's still going to be a fairly big part in some of the Spider-Man movies, I would think.
Could be. My take on it is, someone said that, you know, he's going to be giving advice from like up in Avengers Tower or Stark Tower or whatever. So I thought if he retires, he can just make himself into essentially Friday or Jarvis, like as an AI, and then he can just be there that way.
So you know, he's not going to be in Far From Home.
Good.
It's not listed so far. So my thought is he's going to sacrifice himself, you know, for it all.
I can see that happening.
Now, what's going to happen with Captain America, I'm not sure, but what if somehow Captain America loses his powers and then becomes an old man?
How would he lose his powers?
In the comics, he loses his powers.
Does he really?
Yeah.
He has, yeah.
See, that could work. My thoughts were that he'll sacrifice himself to save Tony.
Yeah. I can see that happening.
That will make Tony want to retire. And then I think it was Josh brought up a good point, like, or maybe it was Zach. I don't know. Siri, basically, Black Panther's sister, if she doesn't become Black Panther, could be the new Iron Man. Because she works a lot with nanotechnology and stuff.
Yeah, that would be interesting. I'd watch that.
Because in the comics, maybe. I forget the girl's name.
I don't think she's Cheetah.
No, like in the comics, she becomes Black Panther. Cheetah is his bodyguard.
I don't think it was Michonne. I thought it was the other. I forget the actress's name in Black Panther, like his girlfriend.
Oh, you know what? Oh my god, why can't I remember her name?
Yeah, I think her character was supposed to be Cheetah. But I don't know. I mean, it makes sense. In a way, it makes sense because, yeah, she works in nanotechnology. She made Black Panther suit.
So the current Iron Man comics, it's now Riri Williams is her name.
Okay.
And, I mean, she's a black woman who's Iron Man. And so I don't think they've introduced anybody like Riri. So if they just want to keep her... She has the right personality for an Iron Man. So, I don't know. We'll see.
I think that could be pretty cool. I mean, I don't want them to start getting too crazy with some of the directions they're taking this. But I think something like that. Like, I definitely think that both... I think we're all in agreement that, like, Iron Man and Captain America and some of those kind of need to step out, I guess.
Well, and I think what I hope that Captain Marvel really launches out is that, and I think we've alluded to this before in a previous episode, where there is just more out there in the Marvel Universe than just Earth superheroes. So, like, Guardians of the Galaxy really started something, but then you have Adam Warlock and fucking Get Galactus out here. What's going on? And now that Disney owns the Fox properties?
Not officially X-Men, yet.
Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
I thought it was official.
It's become... It's they've agreed to it, I think it becomes official next, early next year.
Something like Silver Surfer, Galactus. There's just so much.
I mean,
that they could do.
There was an official Marvel Cinematic Universe book, like just like about all the different characters that have been introduced so far, and just one of those like, I mean, you had them as a kid, like a big book about all the vehicles and Star Wars type stuff, you know. And they said that Scarlet Witch, who got her powers from the Tesseract, was. They're making it seem like they're leaning towards her being a mutant because of it and not just like some space power type stuff. And so they don't have to worry for the time being. They don't have to worry about X-Men, that this is how they get around mutants like the X-Men and can still have mutants in the MCU for phase whatever. But we'll see what happens either way.
I just think Iron Man's story, how it's been like, I remember linking it in our gaming chat months ago, but it was like the Iron Man video, kind of like
What he went through, what he's been
through. Like
20 movies.
I feel like it's culminating into him sacrificing himself.
That was a fan edit, but I could see it happening too.
It was a fan edit for sure, but man,
he's been through a lot. But
we'll see. Yes, he has.
Regardless, Captain Marvel trailer, very good.
Bueno.
I'm looking forward to getting to the Secret War Secret War storyline.
I forgot it was in the 90s and I saw Blockbuster. I was like, what? Oh, yeah.
How do you... Yeah. Misty was like, how do you make sure everybody knows it takes place in the 90s?
Yep.
Have a crash into a Blockbuster the very first thing.
That is 100% true.
Carol Danvers, though. Ugh. Punching old women. It's fantastic.
There's got to be a reason for that.
What? Her punching an old woman?
Yeah.
She's a Skrull.
That's what I'm saying. That old lady's a shapeshifter.
Yeah, I think that's my favorite like reaction to all of this is going through Twitter and stuff like that. It's like, why is Brie Larson punching this old woman in the face for no reason?
Well,
alien race called Skrulls. They can shapeshift and blah, blah, blah.
And why does Samuel Jackson have more words than Brie Larson in the trailer?
Because he's the narrator, Chris.
God, that's the most dumb tweet I've ever read before.
But before we go to the break, real quick, sad news from Telltale. If you liked their story-based games, you are not going to get any more of them. So they are seemingly shutting down possibly before this new Walking Dead game they just released is finished. All their chapters are released, which would be...
That is a little sad. I mean, upsetting. Some of those, I think off, you know, outside of recording, we've kind of had this conversation a little bit. Like, they're fun little games. I mean, they do get repetitive. Every single one's kind of the same. But, you know, that first season of Walking Dead is some of the best storytelling in a video game. I mean, it gets you. It hits you in the feels, man. So,
first Wolf Among Us game, also really good. Very unique.
Yeah. So, it would be nice to see if maybe some of these people can, like, I don't know, piggyback onto another production company, maybe help with storylines at least. Well, not even gameplay.
On that front, Ubisoft tweeted out yesterday that I think they said, like, an open letter to anyone who's leaving Telltale is like, we're going to be hosting a lunch at this certain restaurant on this Monday at this date at this time. Come on out. And we'll have like a discussion and talk about future stuff. Lunch is on us. Don't worry about it. Like, pretty classy move.
That's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, as sad as it is, most of them should land on their feet. And I mean, I've completely forgot about this, but Chris linked an article in our Discord chat from March saying that like a whole bunch of bad management was coming through, like coming out from Telltale. And they were losing people left and right. And so this is, I guess, kind of the antithesis of that.
But then they're having these ideas come out so quickly, you know, they wanted to, you know, redo the formula that The Walking Dead succeeded with, you know, and it's just so many projects came into light and I think they just stretched themselves too thin and demanding crazy hours. And apparently from what I was reading yesterday, too, the workers of Telltale Games are not going to get unemployment benefits due to the CEO claiming that they were independent contractors.
Jesus Christ.
Sucks.
All right, so all of the developers, all the programmers, all those people, I hope land on their feet. I hope everybody else just
fucked them, I guess.
Yeah, it takes a flying fuck.
Wow.
It's crazy to me how like places like this can just, or any company just does not, cannot like notice when shit's hitting the fan. It's like if you put poor management above your most essential asset, which is your employees, it never works out. Never.
There's a long time, I think I can safely say that each of us, when we were younger or even recently, like wanted to work for a video game company.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
And it's, man, like hearing all the bullshit, like, I mean, when stuff like this comes out, or even just, I know a couple people who are QAs. Oof. I'm glad I didn't have that life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, there was a time in my life where I almost, like, I got an inside track on a QA job within Blizzard. But it would require me to have to move to California and shit. And I didn't do it. You know, I didn't apply for it. Like, who knows if I would have got it or not. But I had, like, an inside track. And I was like, nah, I'm like, I'm good. But who knows?
Yeah.
I don't know. Blizzard, I don't know. There's a few good guy companies out there that, you know, even if I had the opportunity, I'd be like, yeah, maybe.
Well, and obviously you're only going to really hear about the bad companies.
Yeah, true.
But, I mean, most of these people should land on their feet somewhere. I mean, I know, it could have changed since yesterday, because from what I read yesterday, they were planning on finishing out this last Walking Dead game. But Chris told me this morning that may not happen. But they were working with a bare bones crew of 25 people from what used to be over 200. So, I don't know. I'm assuming there are going to be more companies that are also going to be doing what Ubisoft did and, you know, reaching out.
Yeah. I mean, that article from The Verge back in March, it was like they lost their best developers. Those are the guys that eventually led into... they went and made Firewatch and Oxenfree, you know? Like,
yeah, man. Those are, if you're looking for some quality games, those are two of them.
I never played Oxenfree, but Firewatch was a good time.
Yeah. So it should work out for the people who are essentially getting screwed out of unemployment. And I don't know, maybe we'll see some lawsuits because of that too. But it really depends on the verbiage of their contracts. All right. Time for a mini break from a word from our sponsor. As always, our sponsor is Slumberyard Handcrafted. Slumberyard Handcrafted is your source for custom wood furniture, woodworks, and sawmill services. From tables to beds, cutting boards to benches, and everything in between, they are here to build your dream. Visit their website at slumberyardhandcrafted.com, and there you can see their portfolio, a calendar of upcoming events, and if you have something in mind, you can schedule yourself a free design session. So head on over to slumberyardhandcrafted.com and make some dreams come true. Also, along with this, if you go to @slumberyardhandcrafted on Instagram, you can not only see projects that they've been working on or upcoming things or some of their scheduled market appearances. They're doing a giveaway. They are calling it their Close Enough to 2K giveaway. So, giveaway. We want to thank you for your comments, likes, and support with the sweet giveaway. We also want to thank the companies we have had the pleasure of working with and continue to build relationships with. All the prizes in this giveaway have been purchased by Julie and I as a thank you. There will be several prize packages, and in addition, we will be adding a few more for a surprise at the end. The grand prize winner will receive a Rigid Power Tools 18-volt brushless drill and driver and impact driver combo set with two sets of batteries and a charger. Second prize is a Miles Craft Dowel Jig Kit, complete with doweling kit and dowel pins and bits. Third prize, Tiger Shark 5-inch sanding discs, 8-hole grit with 80, 100, 120, 150, 200 grit pieces. Fourth prize, man, there are a lot of prizes in this. Fourth prize, TacLife 15-watt rechargeable LED work light. And fifth prize pack to be determined. You're going to conduct a quote-unquote fill the basket live show on a date to be announced. To enter the contest, this is the important part, to enter the contest, follow Slumberyard Handcrafted on their Instagram, like this post, and tag three friends in a comment on this post, which is their giveaway post. And you know which post it is because there is a picture of all the giveaways that they're going to be doing, all the prizes, and it has a hashtag close enough to 2K giveaway. So follow them at Slumberyard Handcrafted. Comment on that post and tag three friends. And if you have any home improvement projects that need to be done, tools are expensive. So if you want a chance to win some free swag, this is a good way to do it. And honestly, one of the things that I found to be super necessary is essentially it's like a floodlight, but you know, like those things you can hang on support beams or have on the ground and angled up. Having lights, especially for your basement, if you have one, are essential.
Yes.
Can't stress that enough. If I've learned anything over the past year and a couple months of home ownership, is you can never have enough light in your basement.
So, I was just going to say.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
You can never have too much light.
So, optional entries. You can repost the giveaway post and tag Slumberyard Handcrafted with the hashtag close enough to 2K giveaway. It'll be worth three additional entries. One repost per account, and repost must be on your page at the time of the prize drawing. You can tag Slumberyard Handcrafted in a story and tell everyone which prize you're hoping to win, and that's worth two additional entries, one story tag per entry account. Giveaway winners will be announced on October 17th. That's Josh's birthday, in case anybody was wondering. And let's keep this fun and give away some cool prizes. This giveaway is not sponsored or affiliated with any of the companies mentioned or Instagram. You must be 18 years or older to enter. USA and Canada only. No giveaway accounts or private accounts. So there you go. Go to at Slumberyard Handcrafted on Instagram. Find the close enough to 2K giveaway post. Comment on it. Tag three friends. And you get entries. And then basically, if you repost it and tag Slumberyard in it with the close enough to 2K giveaway hashtag, you get an additional three entries. And if you post it to your story and tag them, you get an additional two. And you can pick out your prize, which is pretty sweet. So that's at Slumberyard Handcrafted. And visit slumberyardhandcrafted.com. Thanks, Slumberyard.
Thanks, guys.
And good luck. And let's see. So this episode comes out on the 25th. Next episode will be on the 9th, so we get one more episode of this contest after the release of this one, so you'll hear about it again.
So you should have ample time to enter.
And it's pretty easy. And
yeah.
If you have any kind of, if you own a home and need some new tools, those are always good things to have around. So, Red Dead 2, that's a game.
Ugh. And it's coming a game.
Coming out.
It's a game.
In a month.
Oh, yes.
So we have confirmation out the gate. We're getting a first person mode.
Oh, that's going to be so fun.
I don't think it's a big deal, but at the same time, part of me thinks it is. I mean, it seems like it should be there out of the gate anyway, based on they did it for Grand Theft Auto.
Sure.
So, good, right?
I think it's something like with Grand Theft Auto where it's not like, it might be something that we get into just for like, to challenge ourselves in specific ways, like if we're playing online or something. But what I like about the first person mode, because I never really played much of it in Grand Theft Auto 5, is just like looking around at the scenery. And with Red Dead 2, I feel like
a first person detail.
Yeah, it's just gonna make the game look so fucking cool. You know,
I don't know if I'm gonna use it.
I don't think I'm going to use it for actual like gameplay.
That's what Chris and I were talking about before you hopped on Discord. Yeah, I mean it's nice that it's very nice that it's there, and you said, I think seeing some of the finer details of things of that world they're building will definitely be worth it to have first person. So I mean it's just a nice thing. I guess I expected it to be there, so I wasn't like but I don't know. Good on you, Rockstar.
Rockstar games to me are like notorious for third person, so that's why when I saw it, I was like, really?
It's gonna be weird. I didn't
even think of it, you know.
Well, like with like GTA 5, like when we play that online, I never would play first person. I would sometimes just dip into it when I was like driving a car around just to fuck around, just to see what it was like. Or like if you're flying a plane, or just like randomly would pop into it just to see what everything looked like. But I definitely don't want to be like riding a horse in Red Dead 2 and then switch to first person. I don't think that doesn't even sound enjoyable.
I want to see those horse testicles. So third person all the way.
Expand and shrink depending on the weather.
You could go into first person, squat down, and get real in depth with it if you really want to, Chris.
Yeah, I want to know what the head bob situation is going to be like, because that can give motion sickness pretty easily.
But for like aesthetics, like if you're just out exploring whatever the world's going to look like, if you want to like walk up to a stream and switch to first person and just kind of look around, that's kind of what I'd personally planned on doing with the first person mode.
Get all up in them horse testicles.
Yeah, exactly.
I just really like that they're doing the month ish away before the online comes out.
That was also
confirmed.
I love that.
This past week, sometime in November, they will be doing a multiplayer beta for the online component. And if you obviously own the copy of Red Dead 2, you automatically get in the beta. So seems pretty straightforward. And some things that made some waves on the internet a few days ago was somebody had Rockstar as quoted saying Red Dead 2 is absolutely not coming to PC, which is a big deal.
Rockstar hates PC, I'm pretty sure.
However, in an article released yesterday that I found from PCGamesN.com, a writer named Allie Jones. It's a picture of a dude, so I'm sorry I butchered your name. Anyway, in a new statement, Red Dead, someone from Rockstar stated that it is for Xbox and PS4, and then just didn't really say anything about the PC version, which technically doesn't rule it out, but also isn't confirmed. I'm going to be playing it on PS4, so this doesn't really affect me.
Ditto.
However, Chris and I were speculating earlier that maybe because of all the hassle they had to go through for the PC port of Grand Theft Auto 5, maybe they just don't want to do it again.
Yeah, and all the mods and
shit they dealt with Grand Theft Auto, I know they didn't like it, you know, and...
Yeah, and I mean, it's not a... It was gigantic news when they said that Grand Theft Auto 5 was going to be coming to PC because, as Chris stated a couple minutes ago, they are notoriously anti-PC. So we'll see what happens.
With GTA 5, they've had 5 to 6 years of just trial run of all that shit and going, nah.
I mean, I guess it went from absolutely not coming to PC to... in limbo, which is a step in the right direction if you wanted it on PC, but
yeah,
we'll see what happens. I mean, they could also just be doing this to say, no, it's not going to be on PC, and then 2 months in the release, like, gotcha.
Yeah, but I'm with you guys. I'm also going to play it on PS4, so I don't really, it doesn't affect me at all, whether it's on PC or not. I'm not going to play it on PC.
And I got to get a 4K TV.
So do I.
Do it when it makes sense.
Sure.
Yeah,
I'm officially. You said Spider-Man looked good, right?
Oh, it looks real good. It dipped a little below 60 frames, which is fine. It's not super noticeable, but it gets into like the 40s.
That game looks great, not on 4K. So
I can run it at 2K at 60 frames a second, which is pretty great. But yeah, it's really good. I my living room has been completely redone. I need to take care of a couple demo things I had to do in order to get my couch back into that thing. Oh, that was a whole other thing. The couch guys came. The couch guys came, and it's a 3-piece couch. They moved the first 2 pieces in, and they got to the big one, and they're like, where our living room is, where it's going, it's kind of a tight corner. And they're like, it can't get around the corner. Well, I said, well, I had the couch I moved out of there, I had to tilt up and then, you know, twist, pivot, and then tilt it down so it get through the engine, like, you know, the doorways. And they tried to do it, and like, they're like, yeah, it's not going to work. And then and they're like, what do you want to do? And I just told them to leave it. And so.
And then you did it.
And then my father-in-law and I did it by, in our entryway, leads right into our living room. There's some spindles.
Yeah, you have like a half wall.
It's a half wall, and then part of some spindles like on a banister almost that go up to the ceiling for some reason. I don't know why they're there. So we just kind of took those away, knocked them out.
Fuck it.
Lifted the couch right over it. Nope. Well, I'm not going to say no problem. That son of a bitch was cumbersome. Heavy? No, yeah. Not necessarily heavy, but like
just awkward.
It was awkward because it was a couch, and B, they had, you know, to move it, it's layered in I don't know how many things of bubble wrap. So it was hard to just get a grip on stuff. If it was out of there, it would have been no problem. But living room's complete.
But the important thing is that it's there.
Yeah, it's there. Looks good. Dog likes it. I like it. So we're living the dream now.
As long as RZA likes it, who cares?
Yeah, exactly. He's the important one. I can see horse testicles in amazing 4K fidelity starting next month. And then we're not going to be able to talk about this as long as we want to, but Spider-Man.
Oh, man. What a game.
It's.
I love it.
Yeah, it lived up to my expectations and maybe went a little past them.
So much so that I've already almost 100%ed 2 games of Spider-Man.
My one gripe with the game is there's no new game plus. Yep. One of my gripes with the game.
I agree.
That's the major one, is there's no new game plus.
Should have been there right away.
It's coming.
It is coming, they said. Yes, yeah,
exactly. But it's coming at least, but it's not there right now.
I had a little small glitches. Like, it wasn't, like, preventing me from really doing anything, but it's, like, when you did street crimes and stuff, it was, like, give you bonus objectives. Mm-hmm. It, like, already counted that I did them, and I didn't do them, and I couldn't do them.
Oh, okay. I haven't run into that. I have run into ones that are, like, you've already done this objective, and I think it's because you've already done that one. That's the same thing that you've done earlier in the same spot, and it's just, you just you should be able to complete the other bonus objective, but if it's not working, that's an issue.
I think the only thing that I had that I ran into, like, glitch wise was I was attacking a base in Central Park, and like I killed I took care of every enemy, right? Except for one who apparently was just stuck in some like shipping containers,
and that happened to me too.
Couldn't get to him, so I had to abandon.
You know what mission. I ended up doing? Huh. I ended up just doing that jump up and slam down move over and over until he died or got defeated.
I tried. I could not. I could not get to him.
Would Spider-Bro be able to take care of that?
I tried that. I tried every, like, I just couldn't get to him. He was just like stuck in there running. So I was like, "Ah, fuck it," and I just abandoned it because it was just like a base side mission.
I had some that got stuck on scaffolding, and just ran into that, and I could just punch them from the other side of the scaffolding. But solid game, man, 10 out of 10.
It flows so well, and like, yeah, it is Arkham-esque, but it is Spider-Man through and through. The one-liners he's doing. You know, the Spider-Cop segment.
I enjoyed Spider-Cop. Is,
I fucking love Spider-Cop.
I like when you just start the game, it does a little opening intro, and then it just throws you in. Mm-hmm. You're in there, you're swinging. I'm pretty sure we probably all did the same thing, just like swung around.
All the time. I probably could have beaten the game. Yeah, I probably could have beaten the game quicker, but I was just, like, I would just start to do side stuff, and then I would just catch myself just traversing New York City just because I was like, yeah, fuck it. I'm just going to fly around.
I said, this is the only game that comes to memory where the side stuff is actually, like, so fun to do where that I didn't mind doing it. I don't think there's one time I was like, ugh.
It's tolerable.
I got to do this.
I mean, I will say there's some of that side stuff. Like, some of those challenges, I was like, eh, doing the challenge coins, I just don't feel like doing them. It's
a little tedious, but...
As soon as I found out, like, realized, and I did the math on it, that I didn't have to do all the challenges, I was good.
Yeah.
Like, tier three on them, like, I was solid after that.
Yeah, I at least my... I want tier three because I want to, like, legit 100% everything. But I'm fine with tier two. I just want them costumes, man.
I mean, I know, we'll have to come back to this game and talk about it more in depth later, just because, again, it's only been out for roughly 2 weeks or so, people probably haven't finished it, like, because the campaign is fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
It, like...
It's so massive.
So, even with Clark not being done with it...
I mean, I don't know how far along in the story I am. Where I'm at is, I feel like I'm getting close to the end. There's still a couple twists that need to happen that I'm pretty sure will happen. But I'm close. I don't know. Like the acting in that game too, but like can't pass over that. Like everyone did a stellar job with their voice acting.
Yeah.
And I know people are like hating on those like scenes you do with like Mary Jane. And even Miles, and there was only one scene for Mary Jane where I think they could take out. I'm not gonna say it just in case, you know, people haven't encountered it, but they could have taken that one out. But other than that, it's like I felt like it was a good integral part of the game.
I enjoyed their little dips into them. It didn't bother me.
Yeah, I didn't mind it either. It broke up some. I don't know, maybe it kept it being Spider-Man from being tedious, but...
Right, yeah, because it's similar strategy, but also completely different. Because you can't swing around and climb on walls. It's like, well, I gotta be a little more sneaky with this one. But they're essentially all the same thing.
Miles meets Spider-Man. that made my heart feel good. I was like, aw.
I'm excited to see how that game finishes and... what the DLC could be.
Yeah, outside of recording, you can tell us how far you are, and then...
And no, man, Spider's not in there, but Jeff hates spiders, so I message that to him every so often. I even went as far as to message him the picture of Man Spider in PlayStation's message system.
He had a tough time getting past the opening part of Skyrim.
He said he didn't beat it. He said he couldn't beat it after that part of Skyrim.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Because you had to fight a big spider.
Yeah.
Couldn't do it.
I mean, you fight a lot of big spiders in that game.
But yeah, he can be Spider-Man. And he and I share, like, the other gripe I have about the game is the side puzzle things, which one of them is essentially Pipe Dream. And, you know, that was infamous or famous, I guess, depending on how you want to say it, and from BioShock all those years ago. And, you know, it's 2018. Maybe we can come up with a different kind of puzzle type thing. However, I don't mind them at all. Like, I wanted to complete them all just for the sake of doing it. And especially the harder ones. Like, those were actually pretty interesting.
The harder ones were fun. I guess my biggest gripe with some of those side missions are, like, I understand they're trying to ramp you up into, like, it's like a step-up process. But, like, some of those early ones, like, it's just like, this is boring. Like, a fucking 6-year-old kid could do this puzzle. Why am I sitting here doing this?
Honestly, it didn't bother me because it felt it was part of the story. Like the Pipe Dream, I said this to you guys before we started recording, was essentially him soldering.
Yeah.
So I'm like, that makes sense. And then same with the other one with the lab where he's like, those are different slides he's putting together for it to match up with whatever.
1000% so, agree with that. Like it. It's not there for the sake of being there. It's there for reasons. So, like, it's completely justified.
That changes my opinion on it a little bit. I didn't quite realize that because I was like, this. It felt like when I first started doing it, I was like, this is just like busy work. I don't know. I'm just putting these together. But that actually makes more sense.
But then there was a meme that made me laugh about those puzzles where it says, these dudes playing, you know, like NBA 2K and Madden are having a hell of a time just solving these one puzzles.
Yeah. I really enjoy the, not the pipe dream one, the other puzzle type where you have to like match slides of DNA. Not DNA, but different compounds. I really like that one. That was fun.
That one I enjoyed because some of them got to be pretty like it was, you actually had to like stop and look and be like, what the fuck am I doing here? Like that actually, like it was like a legit puzzle. And some of those other, like the pipe dream ones, once they got harder and harder, I was like, all right, I'm actually trying to figure this out. That's actually kind of fun.
It's not a spoiler because that's a minor side thing. But since the opening part of the game, I was like, I want a Daredevil reference. Where's my Daredevil reference? I want my Daredevil reference. And then you finally get it. And I was like, yes.
There's so many references in that, in this game. Like, I love picking up the backpacks and getting just like the small little lore that's attached to everything. It's,
oh man, as soon as I did the one backpack and saw what it did, that was like my main objective for the most part.
Very first thing I did, as soon as it was available, I went around the city and just unlocked all the Assassin's Creed towers.
I did too. That's the first thing I did too.
with the Batman Arkham essentially like thing that he does.
Yeah.
I mean, they borrowed heavily from a lot of games, but they're all very good games and it works. So I mean, you can't complain. It's a solid game top to bottom.
I was talking to Jeff, and if this introduces like a Marvel gaming universe, they could have a similar successful formula that they did with Spider-Man with Captain America, I feel.
Potentially.
Like that could be more Batman Arkham-esque, but I don't know how they would do that exactly.
I mean, it's clearly a success.
Yeah, it broke records for a PlayStation exclusive.
We'll see what we get out of it.
I mean, an Iron Man.
Hey, man.
An Iron Man game, that'd be pretty fucking fun.
An MGU?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm down.
I can bring it on. Yeah.
Well, we'll see what the future brings. And I think we can get even more. Maybe we'll do a spoiler cast next time about Spider-Man because I'll have beaten it by then.
Yeah, once you beat it, and then I think, yeah, maybe we just dedicate one to that.
We can have a lot of fun.
We could even have a one-off episode for a spoiler cast. Yeah, if we
feel like it. We'll see.
True.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. We'll let you guys know what we end up doing.
Yeah, let us know. Would you guys like to hear a spoiler cast
on
Spider-Man, the game? Because
I wouldn't mind. We could easily do a whole episode, or we can just kind of tack it on at the end, depending on what you guys come on.
I was thinking like just a separate
entity. Like a whole separate thing? Yeah, that wouldn't be bad either. Like, all right, we'll discuss and let us know what you think. And then after convening and scanning through all the data, we'll let you guys know. But it is that time for the Tweet Corner.
Tweet Corner.
Yeah, that's pretty much sums up how I feel right now.
I'm sick, and I've been like me and my mic this whole time, coughing, sneezing.
I stayed up till 3:30 watching Clerks.
Yeah, Adam and I hung out at a friend's last night, and I left before they did, and I'm fucking tired as shit. So
I got home. Like, I mean, I drove, so I didn't drink a lot at all, and stopped drinking hours before we left. But like, we got home, and I just, we're looking for a movie to throw on. I threw on Clerks, and I was just like, man, I haven't seen this movie in so long. It's so good.
I'm not even supposed to be here today. Like,
he's the Luke Skywalker of that movie. Whiny little bitch. Anyway. We have one.
No, we have two.
Well,
we have one question.
We have one question and one kind of answer to an episode or two ago. So, Chris, take her away.
The first one comes from Jeff Allegedly at Allegedly Jeff on Twitter. So make sure to follow him. At CGY Podcast, what dead celebrity / entertainer would you bring back to life if you could? Hashtag Tweet Corner. Hashtag I'm not saying this.
Explain celebrity to a caveman. Bringing that back.
Favorite caveman.
Point at caveman that made fire and say, "Who's celebrity?"
I'd bring back Jesus. Sorry.
I say it's corny, but because, like, man, I wish his style of music would have continued, and even just like his philosophy on certain aspects of life. But John Lennon, bring him back. I wish he was still around, man. You know, like, I feel like his last album before he got assassinated was fantastic.
I'm kind of torn between two different ones. Either Robin Williams or Philip Seymour Hoffman, and I can't decide which.
Because I definitely thought of Robin Williams for sure, but
I miss them both.
I had like four.
Yeah.
And two of them were Robin Williams or John Lennon. And then mm-hmm. I also had Alan Rickman or Bowie.
Ooh, yeah.
Actually, Bowie or Tom Petty.
I even thought about Tom Petty too. Damn it, Jeff.
2016 and 2017 were rough
years. Yeah. I'd like to bring back both of those years.
My friend at work got on my case because, like, I was sad when Tom Petty passed away, you know, because, like, growing up, parents listening to that, like, it was just a staple for us, you know, being around. And I was upset. I wasn't, like, crying or anything, but, like, it was sad. And he's like, you don't even know that guy. How are you going to be upset? And then, like, Mac Miller passed away, and he's like, yeah, man, that really broke me up. And I had fans. I'm like, oh, really?
Would you say when Tom Petty died, it put you into a free fall?
Oh, man. He just had his last dance with Mary Jane, man. I don't know what to tell.
I'm going with Tom Petty. Hey, that's my final answer.
That's not a bad answer. I don't think any of the people that we've mentioned is it like...
No, there's no wrong answer.
I agree with every single one of them. Like, I'm sure.
All 1,000% justified.
Yeah. I even thought of Alan Rickman too. I was like, "Fuck, there's too many I want to bring back." Yeah,
let us know.
Jesus, you said
Jesus. All right, and then lastly,
actually, we just got another one in 2 minutes ago.
All right,
from Carlos, so we could skip to this one because it's an actual question. If you'd like, I can read it.
All right, go for it.
All right, this one comes from Carlos Cerna at Los Cerna. At CGY Podcast, if you could eat one endangered animal tonight, which would you choose? Hashtag tweet corner.
Well, let me look up endangered animals.
I'm going to say, is the bald eagle endangered?
I don't think they're not endangered anymore.
I think it's illegal, though.
It's still illegal. They're on a protected list, but they are no longer endangered.
Okay. Oh, fuck yeah. I'm eating a gorilla.
Okay.
That's a weird kind of cannibalism.
I know. That's exactly what I thought. I was like, endangered Jesus.
Species list.
Right, sea otter, blue whale, whooping crane, tiger, panda.
I think we're looking at the same list.
10 most. Bluefin tuna is endangered? What?
Problem is, I don't have any want to eat an endangered animal. Like, I don't look at that list and be like, ooh, I bet that meat would be good. No.
If I was going to, I'd be curious to see what a penguin tastes like. Magellanic? It's Magellan. Based off Magellan, so Magellanic penguin.
Maybe an American bison.
Are those endangered?
Yeah.
I mean, I've had bison.
You can get bison burgers in Rockford.
Yeah.
That's not real bison, probably.
Maybe not American, right?
I'm just going to say a tiger. I'd eat tiger meat.
I'd try that too.
Yeah. Blue whale.
The dodo. Would never go out intentionally trying to find that, but I mean.
No.
If I'm if it's slid my way, I guess. I don't know. I'd try it.
There are fewer than 25,000 blue whales. What?
I mean, I'll put anything in my mouth once, yeah, you guys. Exactly. So, yeah.
Yeah, you will.
Not bad. What? And Carlos also graced us with his top five Arnold Schwarzenegger movies.
Yes, he did.
And
which is one through five. So True Lies is number one. Yes. Then it's Jingle All the Way, Last Action Hero, The Running Man, and Commando.
Solid list.
I mean, I feel like he might be trolling us with Last Action Hero in there, but
I know I
enjoy
know
that movie.
Knowing him, he might actually.
He might just might throw that in at three just to fuck with people, but that could be I enjoy real. That movie.
All right, so Crystal has to watch some, but we've put it off for long
enough. I'm a failure, guys.
You're
sorry.
Not a failure. It's okay. So, what was my list? Shit, I should have written that down.
Yeah.
Because it might be different than two episodes ago.
Yeah. We'll have to come back to this one because I don't even remember what my list was either.
I know I didn't have True Lies on my list.
All right. Yeah. This is what we'll do. Next episode, 100%.
Off the bat?
You, guys. Sure.
Off the bat, we'll lead with it. How about that?
Sounds
yeah,
good.
Yeah, right away.
Okay. Tune in next time.
And that's Tweet Corner.
if you would like your question read on Tweet Corner, feel free to tweet at us at CGY Podcast. You can also throw it on our Facebook, which is you can also find by searching for at CGY Podcast. And let us read your question to pick our brains. Or if you want to answer anything that you heard today, feel free to drop a message there. And thank you for, you know, doing so. But you can follow us, like I said, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, at CGY Podcast. You can follow us also on Spotify, if you'd like, or iTunes or Podbean. And if you'd be so gracious to leave a rating, really helps us out. And good or bad, let us know what you think. And we appreciate any kind of constructive criticism. But as always, we end every episode with a shower thought from Reddit. This week's comes from user Passive Finesse. Technically, porn is just videos of people at work. It's been episode 34 of Come Get Your Podcast.
Yeah, but not if it's amateur.
I've been your host, Adam.
The Dustin.
Chris.
And we'll see you guys next time. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.